I'm seeing so many lines. Like, if you're recording on a laptop, you can see the waves, or even anywhere else, so then it's just clear on the laptop. And I'm seeing so many lines, and I'm just like, where is the noise coming from? Because I can't really hear anything. Maybe it's because I'm wearing headphones too, but then I can't really hear much. So I'm wondering where the lines are coming from. So if there's noise in the background, I'm so sorry, because I try to record at night so nobody makes noise, but seems like people are staying up at night to make noise. And let me tell you this, bro, time is going by so fast. Like, I don't think I've ever experienced time going by this fast before. Like, I know we always say time is going by fast, but let me tell you, time is going by fast. Like, I look at my phone, it's 8 p.m. I check my phone in the next 5 minutes and it's 11 p.m. I don't know where time is flying to, but do I really mind? In a way, yes. But then, I don't know, it's just like, why is time going by so fast? And then it makes me feel like I'm not really doing anything, even if I'm not doing anything, but I don't want to feel that way. But this topic has been quite requested for me to talk about podcasts in Nigeria. I mean, you already saw the topic, so like, why do I, you know, need to even say it again? But then people have been requesting for me to talk about it, and when I saw the request, I was just like, no. And then let me tell you why I decided to talk about it. Because now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not really siding with popular opinion of like, all the podcasts in Nigeria should just fucking shut down, all of that. Like, first of all, I would say I haven't listened to any. Like, the only Nigerian podcast that I listen to is Tea with Tay or Tea by Tay, and I have only listened to like 5 episodes. But then, you know, those problematic ones, I haven't listened to any of them. I can't even lie to you. And I've only seen 2 clips, and it's so funny that the 2 clips I've seen is the same girl. It's the same babe that's being problematic. But then honestly, I haven't watched any of them, so like, I can't really, it's kind of weird because I'm going to give my opinion without even watching any of them, just based off of the clips that I see on Instagram. I don't really do my homework. I'm supposed to go and like watch them and then have some points, and I'm like, okay, so this is what this person said and this is what I think. But being fucking for real, I can't sit through any of that. Really and truly, I cannot. But then I won't say I'm not siding with everybody saying, oh, they should just stop talking. And I'm also like not siding with the podcast people. But then I feel like, first of all, I feel like those people are very smart. Like, being in Nigeria, like, be very honest with yourself. Being in Nigeria, bad behavior is very much encouraged. Like, saying those things that will trigger some people, will, you know, have some people thinking, will be controversial, kind of, will get plays and will get, you know, attention, rather than talking about something more positive and something relatively neutral that everybody may agree with. So to me, I can't even lie to you, I feel like those people are very, very smart, because in a way, the internet is not real. So it's very easy for people to have an internet persona that is nothing like they are in person. And by this, I mean that some people are very confident in who they are. Like, for example, I'm a good human being. I have my friends, I have my people. I'm just like, I'm just come on the internet just to say some things I know will provoke people. And like, you know, you knowing that, okay, this thing I'm saying, even if I don't really agree with it, it's going to get me clicks, it's going to get me some money to get. So some people are very confident in who they truly are. So like, however they misbehave on the internet doesn't really affect them, because they have their friends, they have their family, they have people that really know them and they know themselves. So like, they can come on the internet and just see rubbish and then they're chill about it. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, not everybody that is on the internet is being their truest self. And it's not even like in the fake life way. I'm talking like, some people are just maybe more very like, they are just more problematic on the internet because they know that that is what will get them you know, views and clicks, but then in person they're very calm, very chill, and they know that, so like they don't really care if they can come and just misbehave, because in Nigeria bad behavior is very, very encouraged. Like, even look at Big Brother, for example. I'm not saying that everybody that's on Big Brother is bad, but like if you don't give drama, if you don't do all of that, then people are going to not vote for you. So like people that are fighting, people that are kind of disgracing themselves on national television are the ones that people like. Do you get it? So I feel like, me personally, I can't do it. Like, literally, the internet never forgets. So I can't come and misbehave, even if I know it's going to get me clicks. Like, even if it's something that's very natural, like a natural response to just be upset, if I know it's being recorded, I will comport myself, because I just can't be doing that on television or on the internet, because yeah, I'm confident in myself. I know that, okay, even if people are seeing me this way, that's not really true, but I like to behave, really and truly. I just like to behave myself. I don't like putting out my mad side for other people to see. Like, that doesn't really make sense to me. But then in Nigeria, that, you know, problematic side is what people like. So obviously people will push those clips, those videos. People can even take a clip from something that's so out of context and just put it on one of those Instagram blog pages and just make it a whole deal, even if it lacks context. And I feel like something that really upsets me about Nigerians is they know what people mean, but then they just want to get offended. You know, like, I remember this girl, like the one, this babe is the only person that I've seen from a Nigerian podcast. I don't know her name. I wish I knew though, but then I don't. But she's the one that said something about, oh, why are you sending me 10k? And then she's also the same person that was like, who cares if you're a virgin, all of that. Now, for that who cares if you're a virgin one, Nigerians love to twist things just so that they can be offended. Because when she said that thing, like, I'm not even defending her, because she was just very aggressive about the way she was saying it. Like, nobody's fighting with you, just calm down. But then let's actually be honest with ourselves. What she said was true, you know? And I feel like Nigerians, they just kind of want to be angry for no reason. So she said something about how, oh, nobody cares if you're a virgin. Like, honestly, I don't remember because I watched this thing a long time ago. But then what she was trying to say, and I agree with, is saying that people sometimes hold on to the status of being a virgin, and it's like there's more to life than that. Like, maybe she was being very aggressive about it, but I don't think she was saying, oh, it's bad to be a virgin, or like you're lame if you're a virgin. Like, because people in the comment section, people that virgin, no virgin, they were all getting upset, saying, oh, like, how can you say that? Oh, I'm so happy that I'm a virgin. Like, that was not where she was going with that. What she was saying was that people hold that status not even too high, but then she was just kind of saying that, like, there's more to life than that. Like, really and truly, nobody cares if you are not a virgin or you are a virgin. And it's not like, oh, nobody cares, like, oh, you're lame. If, like, do you get, like, she wasn't saying it like nobody cares, like, being a virgin is lame, but she was just saying like there's more to life than that. And I also agree with that, because I feel like the thing with the status of virginity is most people, especially people who are virgins for religious reasons, they are those everything but sex virgins. And it just doesn't make sense to me, because it's like you are criticizing other people who are non-virgins. Even if I don't, this whole virgin thing, I'm like, who gives a flying fuck? But then, you know, you're criticizing people who have had sex, but then you're doing everything but that, but you guys are still living the same lifestyle. So it's like, why do you really think that just because you have not done it, you have, you know, this superiority complex over somebody that has had it, even if you guys are living the same lifestyle? And I just feel like we're so grown that, like, the conversation of, oh, who is this, who is not this, like, it's nobody's business. Do you get? So I'm not coming here to be like, oh, I agree with her, like, nobody cares if you're a virgin. But I'm just like, okay, really and truly, nobody gives a fuck, because it's like, it's your life and it's your own business. Like, I wouldn't come and ask you, oh, hey, have you done it? Oh, you haven't? Oh, so lame. Like, do you get? So Nigerians, they love to twist things. and they just want to be angry and they want to rant, even if they clearly know that this is what this person is trying to say. And yeah, like, some people are okay with being seen as problematic on the internet. They say things that they know are offensive just because they know the reaction it to get. And I feel like, unfortunately, these people may in the future pay deeply and dearly for the wild things that they say for views, because I don't want to say social media isn't going to last forever. I mean, I don't think it is, but then just imagine if, let's not even say, okay, social media is going away. Just imagine you want to get a job in a company and then they're like, oh, but you said this on the internet. Like, those kind of things happen. Like, I know it's like, okay, they're not seeing it, all of that, but like, those things happen. Like, not even necessarily them keeping tabs on you, but then somebody can bring it up. Like, a customer can bring it up. A worker can bring it up. Like, oh, she said this. Oh, that's not really good. And even if the companies don't really care about what you said, but they know that other people will care, so they can't hire you, because people are going to be like, okay, if you're hiring somebody that said this, then you support it, and then we don't want to work with your company. Like, those kind of things. And I know people don't really deep those kind of things, but then those people that say stupid shit for views will or may have to pay for it in the future. And I feel like for you to thrive on the internet, like this, I'm talking anything, you know what, for you to thrive in anything, not even just on the internet, you have to be relatively weird, you have to be relatively different, you have to be kind of crazy. And there's the good kind of crazy, and then there's the bad kind of crazy. And I feel like with the good kind of crazy, there's creativity that comes with it. You being creative enough to know how to be different, weird, crazy, creative, without being offensive or being problematic. But then the people who go to, you know, the other side of things, like the bad kind of crazy, are people who are too lazy to think outside of the box, to be able to appeal to an audience without, you know, being offensive and being problematic. They just go to the easy route. Oh, just offend a few people, get the clicks, get the views, as simple as that. But then they're not creative enough to have the good kind of crazy that will not cost them in the future, basically. And I feel like a good example of the good kind of crazy is somebody like Qwerty EO. Like, I have never watched one video of Qwerty EO, not even because I don't want to, but then I just have never, honestly. I probably will soon, but then I just never really think to. But then whenever I see her YouTube titles, whenever I just see how weird she is, and when I say weird, it's not, for me, it's not a bad thing. I don't think being weird is a bad thing. I'm weird as shit and I'm living life and I'm cool with it. So when I say weird, it's not this bad thing, like the way society, you know, says the word weird. But then she's weird as shit. Like, it's just the good kind. And I feel like those kind of people will thrive on the internet because they know how to be creative enough to be the good kind of crazy. Even somebody like Moses, I think it's Moses LGN, I think. But then even him, like, I've never watched a video of his, but then he's just so, you know, spontaneous, so creative, tries new things. They just appeal to me because they know how to keep an audience without being rude, without being offensive, without being problematic. Like, they are creative, they step out of the box, they just keep on going and keep on trying new things. And it's weird and it's crazy, and it, you know, people look at them, and maybe not even them, but then people look at Qwerty EO, especially in the beginning, like, people are like, oh, she's kind of weird, but then that's good. Like, that's the good kind. So, like, just being able to, you know, have a very creative side without being problematic, without offending people, because I feel like, see, people are going to be offended by anything. That's true. But then really going out of your way to say things that are just not nice is just stupid, in my opinion. And it's so easy to not be problematic. Like, people are not going to like you even if you're not problematic. And that's, like, fine. But then just the things that I'm seeing people do with podcasts, like, they say some things that are just rude and just wrong. And, you know, people that are young, people that are very impressionable, they're just, like, listening to everything that they're saying. And then, do you get, like, me, first of all, I'm 18. Second of all, I, all the rubbish that they talk about on all of those podcasts, they are not my business in any way. Like, even with the whole thing of women wanting money, oh, if he can't do this, all of those conversations, they don't in any way appeal to me. Let's just put it that way. And so I'm like, oh, I'm different, not like other girls, but like really and truly, I couldn't care less. So like, all these podcasts existing, they can never really offend me. Even with the whole, what they call it, virgin this, virgin that, like, who cares? Really and truly, like, who cares? Like, when you are reacting to something that people are saying on the internet, really ask yourself, okay, even if this person has a very aggressive opinion, does it really affect you? That's where you learn how to just ignore some things. Like, it really doesn't affect you. Only if the person said you and they call your name and they attack you, that's when you can, you know, react. But then really and truly, can the opinion touch you? It cannot. That's why, like, I used to think that, okay, first of all, I've never gotten hate on my podcast. Like, even if people hate it, they've never said it out loud. Like, they've never given me a bad review. They've never, like, I've never heard it. Even if they hate it, they are not bold enough to say it, so it's cool. And I used to think, am I doing something wrong? Fuck. But then I'm just not, I wouldn't say I'm not opinionated, but I have my opinions, but then I don't force it on anybody. Like, if you agree, you agree. If you disagree, genuinely your problem. Like, I'm not attacking anybody. I don't care to force people to see things from my perspective. Because, like, the same way the podcast, they are, like, forcing their opinions, people in the comment section are doing the same thing. Like, nobody cares what you think. I understand that, obviously, the Insta blog, people will post it and then, you know, you have to give your opinion. But, like, really and truly, who actually cares? Who cares about what you're saying? Who cares about what they are saying? Nobody. It's just, like, take what applies to you. And if you don't agree with some, just move on. Except people are being, like, outright disrespectful. Like, obviously, you know when people are being very disrespectful. Like, nobody has to tell you that one. But then those small ones that it's just, like, a kind of baseless statement that people are making doesn't really affect you, so you don't really have to be getting all angry about it. But yeah, back to what I was saying about being creative, like, just being the good kind of creative, even if it's kind of weird. Obviously, people are not going to accept weird behavior, especially in the beginning, but then when it gets, you know, popular, that's when people are like, oh, I kind of fuck with this. Like, it's happened with so many people. But then, you know, people that are insane and people that are weird are also fucking geniuses, very, very smart. So just, like, having a balance of both sides, especially for me at least. Like, I have this podcast which my mind, okay, we're talking, we're having some conversations, but then I still have the fun side, I still have the insane side, the weird side, the audacious side that exists every day, you know. So all of that is where I think some people just kind of miss the mark. You know, like, it's easy to think. Okay, it's not easy. I don't even blame them. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's actually not easy to really think and be creative. So they just want to go to the easy side of things and just be rude and just be offensive and just, you know, all of that. Or just say some things that they don't even, you know, apply in their own lives just to get some clicks. So don't be getting offended by these people. I hope you're not, though, because that doesn't even make sense. Because I remember when I was like, you guys should comment what, not comment, but then that question thingy on Instagram. I was like, people should say what I should talk about. And so many people were like, podcast in Nigeria, like, it's a whole pandemic, this and that. I have not listened to any of them. And trust me, I'm not dead. I hope you can hear me. I'm alive. So you don't really have to listen to things that you don't, you know, agree with or you don't like. But then one of the main things that people or the podcast hosts in Nigeria talk about is women, not even women only wanting money, but then, oh, if he can't do this, then I don't want, or if he can, you know, all of that. And many, let me put it this way. I personally don't, I won't say I don't agree with that, but then my life goals are very different from that. Like, one of my biggest goals in life is to be financially independent. And me saying, oh, I don't really agree with those things that the women are saying, isn't like, oh, I'm not like other girls, but it's just like, genuinely, my life goal, not my life goal, but one of my biggest life goals is to be financially independent. I do not want to depend on anybody. I don't care if it's a man, I don't care if it's a woman, I don't care if it's even my own dad, I don't care if it's my own mom, like, I don't want to depend on anybody. So I can't really be saying, oh, if he doesn't do this, is because my mind isn't even looking there. My mind is looking at how I will be able to do it for myself. And, you know, me wanting to be financially independent isn't for pride's sake, but I want to have my own money. Money gives freedom. I don't want a situation where my life decisions depend on somebody else. Like, God forbid it. For me, at least. Some people like it, and that's perfectly fine. But for me, I just can't. Like, I've never in my whole life seen myself having to depend on anybody else, especially financially. And, like, money isn't everything. So, you know, even if I'm financially independent, that doesn't mean that I don't need anybody, or like, oh, I have my own money, so everybody should leave me alone. Like, that's not where I'm going with it. But it's just for me to have my shit. I'm working to have the things that I want, and it has nothing to do with pride. But then I just feel like if I have my own money, right, and I spend it on somebody else, I don't expect anything in return. But then how can I trust that other people are the same way? You get, so it's just better for me to have my own money, knowing that, like, if I'm spending money on people, if I'm giving somebody something, I'm not giving them something because I want something in return. Do you get? Like, in this society, in this day and age, somebody would pay for something for you, and then the thing that you owe them, the whole, nah, I can't even do that, especially with a man. God actually forbid it for me. But then again, everybody's always like, not even everybody, it's normally men. Let me tell you, it's men and the pick me women that I see on TikTok, so that men can agree with them. They're like, why are women only wanting money nowadays? Oh my God. Let me tell you this, men only want sex. Can we talk about it? And do you know that these men, they go through lengths, criminal lengths, they end lives to get what they want. Can we talk about it? Because women are like, oh, I want money. Oh, if it doesn't pay me, though. But then most of them settle for men that don't have a lot of money. Do men do the same when it comes to sex? No, they don't. They kill to get what they want. And most of the time, it's even the men that are doing the money ritual. So what are you actually talking about? So me saying, oh, I don't really agree with that because I see my life going in a very different direction, God willing, isn't like, oh, women are only wanting money, because if you think about it, men only want sex. I've talked about sex so many times in this episode, and I feel like Spotify is going to take me off their platform. But stop, you know, being like, oh, women only want money. Like, most of the time, men don't provide shit. They are not very emotionally intelligent. They are not very smart. They don't do much. So it's like, okay, just provide money, and then now it's a problem, you know? And for somebody that's not even looking for a man that's going to provide for me, like, I'm still seeing it, and I'm still knowing that, okay, you know, people are just doing too much on social media. And whenever I see women also making those comments, I'm like, actually shut the fuck up. Because the men that you are defending, or the men that you are, you know, praying see you and come and marry you, aren't, you know, who you think they are, basically. I know you're probably like, oh, if I say this one, oh man, Prince Charming is going to come and marry me. But really and truly, shut the fuck up. Like, nobody asked. But then everything is just so washed up. Like, I totally get people being upset that those podcast people are saying all of this. Like, oh, the one that was like, oh, if he sends me this. Well, honestly, if some people have extremely, extremely high standards, the worst thing that will happen is for them to end up being alone. Like, that's just that. But then, you know, if you don't have what they want, then just leave them alone. Like, it's never that serious, never that deep. Because women, they'll see you, okay, you don't have money. Not women, some, you know, they see that you don't have money. Okay, they leave, they move, they keep it pushing. But men, you know, they see you, you don't want to do the things that they want to do, and then they keep pushing for you to do it. And it's like, why can't you be moving on? Why can't you keep it pushing? Why can't you just move on with life? I can never defend men. Like, let's just be honest. Because for one wrong that women have committed, men have done it 5 times more. So I can never be like, oh yeah, women only want money, and it's so stupid. And many women settle, so like, they would say, oh yeah, if he's not doing this, he's not doing that, but then they're like, eh, but he's trying. Which man is going to settle for somebody that doesn't want to have sex many times? They're like, I'm a man, I have needs. Yeah, women have needs too, they want money. Okay, quiet about it. And then, honestly, there's nothing else to talk about with podcasts in Nigeria without just talking about what men are doing with life and saying something offensive and problematic. So that kind of sums it up. If it's going to offend you, don't listen to it. Very simple, very easy. And I don't even know what I'm saying again, but the topic of women only wanting money just kind of pissed me off. And now I'm just like, okay, everybody that is listening is annoying me. Not everybody that's listening, but everybody that thinks that is just annoying. And then the people that I see reposting those TikToks, you don't even have money. So why are you reposting? Is it for future self? Like, oh, women are only using you for your money. What money? No, like, let's be honest. What money? The funny thing is, Nigerians are like, oh, like, these podcasts, they're like so bad. But then that podcast where they were saying something about 10K, they were number one for months. So who's listening to it? It's not you that's complaining that is still listening to it and making them number one. Whenever they want to cancel or drag people, Nigerians should just not be a part of the dragging, because we're just so fucking hypocritical. Like, please, I'm tired. Anyways, that's all I want to say. Make sure you guys follow the pod, rate the pod, review the pod, and I'm gonna see you guys in the next episode. This accent that I talk with randomly is the most annoying thing ever. But then I like it, so I'm going to continue doing it. We skipped the British accent that I used to have to this one. It was kind of annoying, so I'm going to stop soon. But that's all I want to say. Hope you have a nice day. I don't know if I made any sense, but we're still going to upload the episode anyways, because that's how things work. If we didn't make sense this week, hopefully next week we will, in fact, make sense.